Good morning. It's Global Time with Christ Jesus on this Thursday morning, the 23rd of October in the year 2014. The skies have opened up and it's raining. Thank God for you. Thank you for joining us. And we have this grand opportunity once again to come before His awesome throne, into His majestic presence, and praise Him and make petitions on behalf of ourselves or family or friends, our community or nation, in fact, our earth. God has boots on the ground, and that's us. Praise God. Once again, welcome to you, and thank you for joining us. I would like to go straight to the throne of grace and ask God's presence with us on this Thursday morning. The time has gone so fast. It seemed like just yesterday it was Sunday. It's already Thursday. Praise the Lord. Father, we thank you today. You've given us a brand new day, and we do not take it for granted. It was given to us with great intention. You intend that we would bask in your presence. You intend that we would shine in honor of your glory. You intend that we would experience you in even greater ways on this day. We thank you for it and all that you intend. And all that it means. In all things, we give you thanks, whatever it brings, because we're surrendering it back to you for your creation of it before our eyes, your shaping of it, and your guidance as we embrace this day with thanksgiving. We bless your holy name. Father, we want you to have your way throughout this entire day. Have your way with circumstances. Have your way with us. Have your way in us and through us. We surrender and present our hearts to you, knowing that whatever we commit to you is kept and well kept, because we are in your hand. And nothing can move us out of your hand. Nothing can separate us from your great love. So we thank you today. And Father, we ask you to remove everything that stands between us and you, even our transgressions, our failures, our weaknesses, our sins and iniquities. So we ask that you would apply that precious blood of Jesus Christ that's available to remove all sin. Forgive us for our failures, our transgressions, our iniquities. Thank you for Jesus, who gave his life and his blood so freely to make this day possible for us. A day of you reaffirming your covenant with us and our covenant with you. Have your way today. In Jesus' name. Bless as you see fit, to the fullness of your own satisfaction. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank you for all of our prayer partners that are on, how you've kept each one of us, reserved us for this moment, this time, this hour. We thank you. Amen. And amen. Well, our theme for today is to think of, help us enter in, help us receive God's blessing, which is on us like rain. How's that? Imagine what's going on outside around you if you're in our zone. It's raining profusely outside. But don't just think of water coming down from the sky. Think of God's goodness and His mercy. Can you receive God's blessings today? Because it's coming down like rain. God is the God of peace. We therefore have a covenant of peace with Him. And that covenant is confirmed by the provision of safety and rest. In addition, He causes us to be a blessing, and His presence with us is therefore a blessing to every atmosphere that we enter in on this day, beginning right where you are at your home. Right now, allow God to charge the atmosphere of your home right now. Look around and see that He's already there because of all the blessings that you can see that surrounds you. Try to understand that you are blessed already. Oh yes, there are things we want and wish for and hope for. But a heart of gratitude allows us to thank Him for what we have. And we see a relationship with Him in terms of what we already have, as well as what we do anticipate that He will do. So wherever we go today, showers of God's blessing falls like rain. These blessings can be described as good, ensured by God's favor. So God intends, and He has a purpose for you and I being alive today, and the purpose is that we would be conductors of His blessings. Let's read what the prophet Ezekiel said in the 34th chapter in his writings. Ezekiel 34. We want to just capture two verses in there, beginning with verse 25. And here's what it says. And I'm reading in the Amplified Version. It says, "And I will confirm with them a covenant of peace, and will cause the evil beast to cease out of the land. And my people shall dwell safely in the wilderness, desert, or pasture land, and sleep confidently in the woods. And I will make them and places around about my hill a blessing, and I will cause the showers to come down in their season. There shall be showers of blessings, of good ensured by God's favor." I welcome you to digest what God has said through the prophet. Showers of blessing. And that is good ensured by God's favor. Oh, hallelujah. Can you feel your heart bubbling up with thanks? Hallelujah. If you were depressed, please be impressed. If you were feeling oppressed, well, allow God to bless you with good, ensured by His favor, so that today you become a conductor of blessings. In other words, you're not only blessed, but the blessings flow through you and to all those people that God will trust you with today, that will cross your path. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Well, just want to remind you, of course, that we welcome you and value your presence with us today. And we would like to hear from you. We would like to hear your voice. However, in order for that to happen, you must press the button 1 on your phone. And you can do a hallelujah. Of course, we can't see you dancing, but we can hear you. And if you have a prayer request, please do not withhold it. Give it the light of day, even though it's still dark in our zone. It's still dark outside. But allow the light of heaven to be upon the prayer request, because God is wanting to hear it. And we give it life when we release it with breath. And if you have a praise, please share that with us, because we want to exalt with you in praising the only wise God, the God who reigns over the entire earth. He reigns in majesty. No matter all the stuff that is going on that can be heartbreaking, on top of it all, we know that God reigns and He is still in control. And let your heart fail not as you entertain the praise. So press the button, number 1, on your phone, and we'll be able to hear you. Unless that occurs, your line is basically silent, and that works in one way for us, because that means our recording is clean without any background interference. But we do welcome the sound of your voice, so feel free to do that. Today we want to pray. We have this month, and it's coming to an end quickly, the month of October, and we have been praying for these United States, and we've been picking around. I think we have actually missed a couple of days, but we want to pick it up today in this Pray 31 initiative, where in the past we prayed for nations around the world. Now we pray for this United States, and these prayers could not be more timely, because in 2 weeks there will be elections in every state, and it's called the midterm elections. And so power is likely to stay in hands, change hands, and all of that across the nation. But we want whatever happens to be lining up with a nation that is looking to God for its help, and not depending simply on itself. So we want to pray for Florida today and for California. And we want to ask God to touch those territories, those states, in a mighty way. We would like God to pour Himself out, particularly and beginning with the church in those states. We want to pray for the leaders in those states. So I ask you to to join me in lifting up these two geographic areas before his throne. Now, Florida has about 19.6 million people. It's a pretty large state in terms of population. 19.6 million people. I've rounded those numbers. And California has 38.4 million people. That's lots of people there between those two states. So, Father, we come before you right now. And we come because we have confidence in who you are. And we know that you reign, you are on your throne, you're in charge of these vast populations. And we know that you're the keeper of all of these populations. You're the one that ensures safety by your hosts of angels, your hosts of armies that you have that keeps the adversary at bay and under control. We thank you today for the state of Florida. We thank you for its leaders, the governor. We thank you for the legislature. We thank you for law enforcement. We thank you for all those that are standing for life and peace in the state of Florida, in the state of California. Thank you for protecting the borders. Thank you for ensuring that there's relative peace. And we pray for the people of God in those states that you would visit your people. You would stir up fires of revival, fires of worship, fires of turning and repentance in each of those states, where the church becomes ignited and is alive. There's explosions in local assemblies of visitation, so that the entire culture in those states, the life in those states, are impacted. There's no longer business as usual. But their reports and views of your glory, because of the fires of revival that are raging. Raging fires that are being a blessing to the entire state. Bless those states. Bless Florida, all 19.6 million. Bless California, all 38.4 million people. Bless them even more with your visitation. In Jesus' name we pray. And all the people said, amen and amen. Once again, welcome to you. Praise the Lord, and thank you for joining us this morning. And if you can see things from our perspective, my perspective on this end, where I'm actually looking at all of the lines that are dialed in to us, it will fill your heart with joy. So you're aware of you being on the line, but I can tell you, you're not alone, and it's more than just myself that's present here that you're hearing. There are lots of people that are dialed in right this minute. So we're having an assembly right now, if you will. And I want you to know that you are part of that, and you make that up, and it's possible because of your presence. So welcome. If you haven't been with us, and I can see there's a couple of people that haven't been with us in a while, your name doesn't come up, but your number does. And I can see from your number that you haven't been with us in a little while, and we trust that you came through whatever you were going through and that you're exalting and praising the Lord. And if you would like to share your praise with us and the rest of the world, just press the button 1 on your phone and give God some praise. If you're going through something right now, turn on the praise and begin to change and charge the atmosphere around you. It's in your home, and it's even inside of your spirit. Charge the atmosphere differently by simply beginning to voice praise ahead of whatever that you are going through or anticipating or have gone through. And let, you know, you shame the devil that way. Or you can simply ask for prayer. Amen. I'm going to ask us to pray for a young lady that we've prayed for in the past, and we were in touch with her in the last day or two. And her name is Shakita, and Shakita loves the Lord and is a young lady and also young in her walk with God. And therefore, there are many things that she's learning, and there are many things God is teaching her. And we want to pray for Shakita today. She's working. I remember that she was unemployed, and God blessed her with a job. However, she's relatively homeless, meaning that she doesn't have a permanent place to stay right now. She was staying with her mother, and along with many others, and there's relative dysfunction that's going on in that home. So she is, make a long story short, she is homeless today. And so we want to pray for Shakita. And there are many others that are homeless, and this is not the time of season that you want to be homeless. You want to be in a comfortable place like you have. Yes, we have right now. So let us pray for this young lady. She's about 26, somewhere around there. And we thank God that she has employment, but it's kind of hard to keep up with that if you don't have a base, which you would call a home, from which to operate. It can be extremely difficult. Father, we lift up Shakita before you right now. You know exactly where she is. You know her state of mind. You know where her heart is concerning life for her. We know that you know what your plan and your purpose is for her. We ask that it would be fulfilled. We call it forth right now in the name of Jesus. We speak courage and encouragement to her heart. We speak against the spirit of despair or hopelessness. We replace those with the peace that comes only from you. So open the eyes of her heart so that she will see and know that no matter what, you're still on the throne, and that she can call on you 24/7. strengthen her today in the name of Jesus. Father, help her to make straight paths for her feet to walk in all through this day. Open doors of favor for her. Cause her to have resolve about who you are and about serving you in spite of external conditions, so that she is able to see your hand on her life. She's able to see your footprint to follow you all of this day. In Jesus' name we pray. Your God that oversee the birds, make provision for them. They don't plant, they don't sow, but you care for them. And Shakita is your daughter, your creation. We speak blessings over her right now, your divine supernatural favor. And we rebuke every strategy and every design of Satan and his kingdom. And we command him in the name of Jesus to take up his weapons and flee. In Jesus' name, flee seven ways. We close the door to him, and we open the door to the King of Glory to enter, to change and transform the life that is present, the circumstances that is present right now for Shakita. We place her in your divine keeping hands. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. We do want to see him, and we ask him to open the eyes of our heart. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Praise his name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Glory to his matchless name. His name is above every other name in the entire earth. Imagine that. So today, don't see water coming from the sky, although that is what is happening right now. But see the showers of blessing. You're blessed. I'm blessed. We're blessed. Look around you and you'll see it. It shows up as reality. You're sitting in a warm, comfortable environment. And that's because of the Lord. Not because of you, but because of the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. These blessings are good, insured by God's favor. So God's favor is upon you and upon us. Amen. Praise the Lord. If you would like to voice a prayer request, please press your button, the button 1 on your phone, and that opens up your line and you will be able to be heard. If you have a praise report, if you want to say amen, you want to shout, you have the power in your hand. Just press the button 1 and that opens up your line. Praise the name of the Lord. Well, we want to pray for over this day. I see a line being lit up.
New dawn unto God.
Yes, praise yes, God. You're
praise
on.
God. Praise the Lord. Glory to God.
Praise the Lord. Ooh, hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord, for the victory. We just thank you, O God, for Shatita, Lord God. We thank you for the victory. Lord,
yes.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yes,
you
praise
have
his name.
Won the victory.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise
you
his name.
You have won it all for us. Death
yes.
could not hold you down.
Mm.
You are the risen King.
Yes.
You are seated in majesty.
Mm-hmm.
Lord, you are the risen King. That's why we can shout. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
For
yes.
thou art the kingdom. Thou
Amen.
Art the power.
Lord, you're worthy.
Thou art the glory.
Worthy
yes.
Lord, we say, we shout, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Yes.
Lord,
thank you, Jesus.
You won. The
yes.
Lord, thank you.
Oh, I just want to
yes.
give God
Hallelujah.
The glory and the praise.
Yes,
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We thank God because
yes.
God showered
Jesus.
Down his blessings. Hallelujah.
Yes,
Life
thank
for
you.
Us
yes.
today. He is our keeper,
oh,
our holder. We just thank him. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, he was God back then, and he's the same God. Right now.
Yes.
And Pastor, I just
yes.
thank God so much. I am encouraged, and I thank God for that prayer you prayed for her, because I know God is going to do something for her today. I believe
Amen.
The Lord. I believe the report
yes.
of God.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord.
Praise
Hallelujah.
God. Praise
the name
Hallelujah.
Of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. You're worthy.
Yes,
yes.
You're worthy of all
yes.
the honor. You're worthy
Lord.
Of all
yes,
the praise of the Lord.
Yes,
oh God.
Yes.
Thank you this morning, Lord.
Yes.
For keeping your promises.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you,
yes.
Lord.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Oh,
he is worthy
you,
of all our praise.
Yes,
and
Lord.
Our praise. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes, he's
thank you,
God.
Lord. Hallelujah.
Mention of your name,
oh,
Lord.
Yes,
things happen.
Yes.
Jesus.
Your name.
His
Jesus.
Name is
Jesus.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory
Lord.
To God.
Glory to your name, Jesus.
Yes.
Yes.
Glory
yes.
to your name, Jesus.
Praise his name.
Hallelujah.
Glory
yes.
to God.
Glory to
you. Hallelujah.
Oh,
thank
yes.
you, Lord. We praise
yes.
you. We lift up your holy name today.
Yes.
Hallelujah. You are
mm.
our God, and we are your people.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, oh God. Call
Hallelujah.
Oh,
glory
you.
To God.
Your
Hallelujah.
For your covering, oh God.
Thank
mm.
you, Jesus.
Yes, Lord. For your planting, oh God.
You.
For your knowing, oh
we
God.
Have
yes.
We can
Amen.
Voice
yes.
and come to Him and
oh,
call
yes.
His name.
Oh,
you know, because
yes.
any one of us could be in a situation like that at any given point in time. We
yes.
never
yes.
know
yes.
how things would turn around. I could remember
yes.
As a young person, I spent one night at that time back
yes.
home in Trinidad because of circumstances in my home. One night I spent underneath the house because the house was elevated, and I had to spend just one night underneath that house sleeping. And I was
mm.
so scared and I was so afraid. And could you imagine
mm.
others that have to sleep on the street and don't know where they're even going to sleep day after day after day
mm.
with the rain falling, even as the winter season is coming in. Let us just take on this and give God praise for our
yes.
blessing. Give Him the praise for the
blessings
yes.
that
we yes.
have.
Yes,
amen,
yes.
And remember
yes.
to accept those and be compassionate to those who are not in the same position as we are.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen. Praise God.
Let's make a covenant with each other and with the Lord today that throughout this day, we will praise Him. We will not let one complaint proceed from our mouth. Not one. Not one. Let's dedicate this Thursday today for a day of continual praise. And as and it may be a challenge at times for
it
us.
Does, right? Mm-hmm.
We'll actually hear the thought, but by the Spirit of God, we'll be able to interrupt the thought before it becomes words. And just praise Him. It's going. It's attention. It requires intention.
Mm-hmm.
It requires discipline and determination, because things will show up that threaten to displeasure or displease you, and you want to complain. No, don't complain. Just praise the Lord. He says, in all things give thanks. And that goes against the grain of our thinking a lot of times. Well, this happened. Why am I going to praise you? Why am I going to give thanks? Well, we're to give thanks, number one, whatever it is that happens, believe me, it's not the worst. If the worst happens, you know what I'm saying? So so God is in charge, and whatever happens, you'll probably choose that if you had to choose between that and the worst. It almost seems like distorted thinking to think the way the Scripture is actually asking us to think. We're like, that don't make sense. You know, I got this flat tire. Well, what am I going to thank the Lord for? You know, well, if a flat tire is better than a car being total with you in it. So it's our thinking that can get in the way, you know. So praise the Lord in all things. I got some things that I could like, Lord, I don't want to thank you for this. I don't want to thank you in this, you know. But I'm commanded to by the Scriptures. This way I'm out of the way, and I leave the way open for God to move. He wants to move, and He wants me out of the way. And that's what we, you know, we must do. We must move out of the way, because we get in the way. We stand around complaining and talking stuff and thinking stuff. No, let's get out of the way. So, Lord, you know, you're in charge. You have your way. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Somebody will actually catch this on today in a mighty way, so that they're able to testify tomorrow. But let's make sure not one complaint comes out of our mouth today. Let's speak into the covenant of peace that God has with us. He has a covenant with of peace with us, with you, with me, with us. So let's entertain that atmosphere, you know, entertain that. And I was in some place, I think on yesterday, was it yesterday? No, it was today. Yeah, I'm sorry, it was yesterday. It wasn't today. It was yesterday. With my wife, and there was this background music, and it was rubbing against my spirit, you know. And I sought to, in my spirit, to complain about it, because it was rubbing against my spirit. It, you know, you go in these places and they have this, the atmosphere is charged with the music that they think they ought to be playing. And, of course, much of it is counter-biblical. Much of it is counter-praise or counter-prayer. You know, it's not conducive to none of that. And so in your spirit, you're silently worshiping, praising God, thanking God, and you enter this atmosphere. There's this stuff. But then I sought to thank the Lord because I had to be there for the moment. It was a momentary thing. And a song came into my heart. That's how it works. Mm-hmm. So that kind of overrided what mm-hmm. was trying to come in through the gate of my ears.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because you have no control over that. I mean, you're in a place, you can't tell them turn off the music
mm-hmm.
or whatever, but you can sense the atmosphere that that music maintains. And unintentionally or intentionally, this is what they want to do. That's why they have it on. But that's not the spirit that you want to have in you or around you. And so you begin to praise the Lord. That's what you do on the inside. Before you know it, you don't even hear that stuff. It doesn't even, you know, and you go about your business. Isn't God awesome? Isn't He wonderful?
Yes, He is. Yes,
and that's what we do. We have to maintain an atmosphere internally and externally around us.
Hallelujah.
It's maintenance. And you're going to find yourself going some places where the minute you enter the atmosphere, you can sense what is there. You can sense it. And there are times that the Spirit of the Lord will actually give you caution about that atmosphere and actually instruct you to leave that atmosphere. Not because it may have to do with safety, it may have to do with God's timing and God's direction, directing your footsteps. All of those things. So today, because see, we're learning to rule and reign with Christ now. Now, right now. And yesterday we asked the question, what are you going to do with the now? Now, right now. Sometimes we're waiting for some time way on out there. You know, after the Lord has returned, rule and reign. Now, Christ is reigning right now. Think about it. He's not going to reign. He's reigning right now.
Amen. Yes, he is.
And it should be obvious to us who have the light. Now, the ones in the dark have no clue about that.
Mm-hmm.
We, the ones in the light, we should know that. Yes. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Yes, hallelujah.
Right now. Hallelujah. You're
right
on
now.
Your throne. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, God.
Yes.
Yes. Lord, you reign. Hey.
Yes.
God reigns.
Yes.
Honda.
Hallelujah. Praise His name.
Oh,
He reigns.
Yes.
Hallelujah. He reigns. Right now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes. We're leaving with the prayer, asking Him to open the eyes of our hearts.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Our ending note for today is a powerful one. It comes from Ephesians 3, verse 20 and 24. That's Ephesians 3. It says, now unto Him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us, unto Him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus throughout all ages, world without end.
Yes, oh God.
And everybody can say, oh man.
Amen.
Oh,
amen.
Man. Amen. Hallelujah.
Yes. Praise
Amen.
Jesus.
Hallelujah. Glory, glory.
You're moving in power, in authority, by the grace of God.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
that glory be to him and the church. And that's you and me. We're the church. Thank you so much for joining us today. And tomorrow is Friday. And somebody is going to say on tomorrow, thank God it's Friday. And that's all right. But
that's all
praise
right,
God today. Praise God
today.
Yes,
today, right now.
Yeah, just thank him. Don't complain about anything. Just thank him. Thank him in all things. Give thanks. Well,
thanks. Hallelujah.
We want God to open the eyes of our heart. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Yeah, so we can see him. God bless you.
Have a blessed and victorious day, everyone.
Thank you. Thank you for that song. Hallelujah.